be easily overwhelming. After a while, I become overwhelmed myself because I get so enthusiastic about the matter that I really overwhelm myself. So in order not completely get you too much tired, let's be organized and make the plan of our journey, okay? So we can agree, we know. So this is a lecture in a class. So it's not a formal lecture as professors do when there is an audience that it is specialized on very specific matters. Is instead a lecture that is organized for students like you of the first year, and which means a lot of things. That means that must be didactic in a way, so I must really teach you certain things, but on the other side can be explosive, because if you find a love when you are in this age, can be very important. And you know, you can develop a passion, as the professor told just before. It's very important. I even saw the pictures of that first year ship. As you know, in this version of the new edition of the book, there is the actual story of the trip of Peter and Colin Grow in Como, used as an introductory text. So it's a very precious from that point of view. So let's make a plan. First of all, we do a break between two parts, or you want to do it straight, because generally after 35 minutes or so, or 40, the students are completely, you can tell them whatever, but they don't, that does not enter. So, what do you think about overall time of the lecture?
We have a good 2 hours.
2 hours, fine. So we'll do it a break in the middle, because it's absolutely impossible to have 2 hours in a row. So we organize in two parts. A first part, then 10-15 minutes break, something like that, and then the second part, okay? And you have to imagine the lecture as a journey, which some parts are very easy and very generic, and some parts instead very intense, in which we are really touch on matters that can be very important for your architectural activity as a student and as an architect later on. So we go in different speed, you know, during the lecture. Of course, we start easy, all right? And then we go a little higher, and half, more or less, we will take a break. And then if we want, we can have a first session of questions after the first part, if you want. And then, if you want, a second part of questions at the end. Objection? Has been approved? Okay, so I'll go ahead. First thing, everything that I do is always in the web. This is very, very important, because the materials that you're going to see is not only visual, there are links, and it is possible to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. So use the lecture only as a surface, and then you can really dive into the matters a lot. That depends on only one person that really will love to do so, but is important. So everything will be on the web. Professor Falcone will forward you the direct link after this, okay? But now you can follow here. I call it Giuseppe Terragni Asilo Sant'Elia, that is the name of the building. Asilo Sant'Elia is a daycare for children between 3 and 5, more or less, 2.5 and 5, built in Como in 1936. And as a subtitle, I use an architecture for every occasion, which is a strange title. perché c'è sempre il Siri. An architectural for every occasion means you are going to understand what I mean. I mean that if you know how to redraw this architecture, or you understand the basic rules that govern this architecture, you are going to be able to do a lot of other architecture. So it's a tricky thing that I'm going to teach you later on. But I wanted to add this, the law of the triad, and even Michela, I'm not sure that she understands what we're going about. So thank you very much for the invitation. I hope you can come soon for presenting an English edition of the book. So these are the two editions. The book was a classic, is considered always a classic. The new edition is very completely redone in the graphic materials. There is a bibliographic updating for the most important part, but as a classic, there is no a single word that has been changed. And this is just for your sake. But many, many pictures are new, completely new, and the whole format is a completely another object from the thing that you had. And is available in Amazon.com and in Amazon worldwide Italy. Now, let's start with very simple, just to give you some basic information about the architect. I think they are necessary to put you in the right frame. So we start with this kind of generic information. Giuseppe Terragni, that was called Peppino among friends, was born in 1904, at the beginning of the last century, and died very young, at the age of 39, after the war, after the Second World War, at the age of 39. So his career as an architect stopped at the age of 35. So whatever we're going to see is a production of an architect between 23 and 35, actually. That's why I always wanted to have an image of Terragni when he was young, very young, because I wanted always to convey this idea that he was really a boy in reality, particularly when we were dealing, when he became of a certain age, you know. He's a very young man, a boy. The physical aspect also of Terragni is important. We see here Terragni together with his friend Alberto Sartoris. They are on a quarries close to Como, and they're picking together the marble for the Casa del Fashion that was just mentioned before. And you see Terragni over there, and you see how big man, he was a big man, big shoulder, and in comparison with the little friend, our Alberto Sartoris, this other person over here. So this is Alberto Sartoris, and this is Terragni. We jump many aspects of the life that are not of our specific interest here to pick only these two images about the war. Because in one picture I noticed in one moment these very strange pictures over here. Okay, and then I, looking with attention the picture, I understand that was Terragni. And Terragni was not interested in the landscape, but was interested in the dog. Later on, I found this other picture, okay? And then I understand that was his dog, okay? And this is the camera, okay? So I put the two things together. This just to tell a lot of things without saying anything at the same time. But Terragni came back from the war with a very, 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 very important nervous breakdown. and he was recovered in Como. And at that time, the electroshock technique was just invented, and was this technique to try to have this strong electrical impact to the person, to see if that strong electrical impact can solve the situation. And he had seven of this session, and then he died, basically. So it's a very dramatic end. There is many other things, but I just wanted to point it out few things. This is in my study of Tirani. I always work as a writer, as a man of interest for historical and cultural matter, but also as an architect, reconstruct the building. And I started that activity with my students in 85 when I was a young faculty at Carnegie Mellon. I did not consider me a young at that time. I consider it completely accomplished. I look at me young, telling now, probably at the time I would be offended. But anyway, but I continue this activity, and this is the last one after 40 and more years, and that I'm doing with an assistant that we rebuilt three-dimensionally the very last project of Tirani. That was that he did the few days before this tragic death. That is a cathedral, actually. Of course, in other occasions we just lecture on these matters, but now just to give you a little sense of this. So very interesting and full of implications, life with art, with architecture, with the new modern movement, so on and so forth. But this is not the situation in which we have to go deeper on that. I prepare for you a slideshow, which is this one. If you can follow, there are three pages of slides that follow the whole major works of Tirani. We have not the time to see these things, okay? But if some of you want, you can do it. But I prepared a short movie, just of his entire architecture. Okay, I will show you it differently. I want to show it in a better resolution. I'll show it here. From here is better. Okay. All right. I wanted to show you in this resolution. Okay, because it's better. Okay. So what we are going to see now is a collection of his work. That was Como, the city. These are the first work. Tirani started also making architecture that were not related to the modern movement in architecture, were more traditional in some way. Then he started to be interested in Le Corbusier and the Russian suprematist, and he started to make a building that felt that influence. This is the Novo Comi. These are all buildings that we are not going to talk about, okay? Just is an overview. Then we go in one specific. This is always the Novo Comi. Very important shop that he did really in the main piazza of Como. We see the images over there. It is important because it uses the color, a way of making abstraction, transparencies, and all that very much similar or anyway inspired to the contemporary painting, abstract painting. And this shop, that is this one under the porch in the main piazza, influenced very much the formation of the artist in Kobe, the old school of the abstraction. This is the back of the castle, as I mentioned before. Tonight we see the several buildings in Milano. Among which there are all apartments. This is the most important one. It's called Casa Lucchesi. Non legge il mattino. Non è lo schermo. Non è il tavolo. Non sei questa modalità. Pretty sure that the reason is that that is the reason, but it's not major. Okay, now let's go back to the to our talk. Where is? Il problema è che sono diventato presbite, questo è piccolissimo, dov'ero? Non è questo. All right. Okay, I'll go again. Okay. So we saw a series of images of his work. Sta continuando? Allora no, allora non è quello.